Jackson, 6020 West Flamingo.
ESPN Radio, 1100 and 100.9 FM, is KWWN Las Vegas, K265EZ. Live from Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino, it's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
With Adam Hill.
Oh, man. Hey.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
On ESPN Las Vegas.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
All right, here we go on this Thursday, adjacent to the William Hill Race and Sportsbook. Cofield, Adam Hill, Chrissy back in the Finley Toyota Studios. Bunch to watch down here at Silver Sevens. We got VGK hockey starting up in less than an hour. And a very interesting Thursday night football game. Rivals both struggling with the Giants and the Eagles. Did you get any sleep last night, Adam Hill?
A little bit.
Okay. Hurricane coverage out the window?
Well, it was mostly during the day.
Okay.
There was still some last night. It was still good.
Weather will affect, we think, the game in New York, as the tarp is on the field right now, and it looks like it's going to be messy during that game. The total here at William Hill Racing Sportsbook, 44.5. And right now, it's one of the only spots left with a 2. Eagles minus 2. A lot of places have gone to Eagles minus 1, Eagles minus 1.5. So we got a lot of VGK on the way, a lot of NFL. This is our college football day on Thursdays. We talked to Brad Powers towards the end of the show.
I checked the radar, though, Steve.
Yes.
It's not looking good. The weather looks bad on site right now in New York, actually in New Jersey, but the radar looks bad. I'm an amateur meteorologist.
I don't know. I'm watching some guy dance on top of a van out in the weather, so it can't be that slippery.
That's Zach Ertz.
Boy, that looks nasty. Real nasty. So probably a steady downpour during the game, but, you know, I'm not Al Roker, so don't listen to me. Make sure you check.
Yeah.
The weather. Yesterday I went to the Lakers game. We'll get into that in like 15 minutes. Lakers and GSW. I had a chance to take some rideshare. That was interesting. Trying to get out of the T. Just the traffic pattern that they... it's weird with the rideshare because you'd like to just get in the car and go, we're going here. But instead they have to follow the stupid app.
Yeah.
And sometimes they take you all over the place because the app doesn't know what the hell's going on, you know, with traffic and the way traffic is routed.
It actually does. Sometimes they just don't know how to follow their GPS.
That could be the case, too.
And I took one from the airport the other day. You know, I snuck away between weigh-ins and the fight the other day and had to take a rideshare back from the airport to the arena. And the guy got lost, and I'm like, dude, I'm looking at your GPS. Yeah. It's telling you where to – what are you doing?
It was a messy ride. After the game, SL and I took some rideshare from actually New York, because we're like, we're not going to get it near T-Mobile. Yeah. That's stupid. So let's walk over to New York. And the route then turned into somehow going down LV Boulevard, but after going through Toshiba Plaza.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it wasn't good. A lot of construction at Park MGM, so it got real messy. The guy was funny, though. Real mouthy. Good language on him. Very interesting. I just saw this. Well, I'm going to see if you find anything wrong with this. Did you see that one of the rideshare companies is going to have a get-to-the-polls button on Election Day? And they will take voters to the polls for free.
Fantastic.
Right?
Fantastic.
Okay, good. I thought there might be some downside that I'm not seeing.
Oh, no.
Sounds good to me.
Well, ask somebody from the other side of the aisle. They will tell you it's awful. I love it. I think it's great.
No.
Yes.
In the end, folks want people to vote.
Okay. I guess you're not on Twitter. No, they don't. They don't.
That's not exactly accurate. I don't want to get into a political debate here, but from your other side of the aisle, you do want senior citizens voting in droves, and if they can't get to the polls, this is a really easy way to get there now.
Yeah, they have Uber and Lyft. They have the ride shares.
Right.
They don't.
Oh, you don't think I do?
No, I was with...
Really?
My aunt and uncle are pretty technologically savvy people.
I thought a lot of old people were using rideshare to get, you know, to the grocery store and get around now.
Maybe. I don't know. The ones that I'm around, I have no idea what it is or how to use it or what's going on.
So you think it's more of a young person deal?
Absolutely, yes.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm fired up for this week in the NFL. It's a weird week. From a betting standpoint, we'll have our picks tomorrow, but my God. We're going to check in with Chad Millman in like 40 minutes from the Action Network. There's seven home dogs. And we know the home dogs have been 16-6 against the spread this year. If you didn't, they're 16-6 against the spread. Back to 2006, home dogs actually only hit at 48.6%. So we'll see if people will try to ride this out when there's seven of them. Boy, I like playing home dogs, but that's a tough one. Game of the week is New England hosting the Chiefs. This is a tough one, too. 3.5. Did you see the ridiculous press conference the other day with Belichick? I mean, it's par for the course, but what a putz.
Of course I did. It's the new...
He basically did, like, on to Kansas City.
Yeah, it's the new we're on to Cincinnati. That's what it is. Belichick is just a mess. He was asked if it felt like he's playing, you know, basically for top seed in the AFC.
Right, are you playing for the top seed in the AFC? Go, Bill. Let's try it again. Does it feel like you're playing for the top seed in the AFC?
Feels like we're playing Kansas City.
Right, and you're about as loud as he was, so we don't have the audio. Yeah. Which, whatever, he does it on purpose. It's fine. If people think it's funny still, I will say every time I see one of these stupid clips, you're an adult, you're speaking to adults. Stop being an a-hole.
Does it seem like a high-stake game at least? Seems like a game against Kansas City.
Yeah. And then I saw some NFL reporters who were like, well, that's what you get for asking stupid questions. Those are stupid questions?
No, it's not. It's not stupid. Fair questions. But it's fair questions that you also know what the answer you're going to get.
Do you, if you're not familiar with
Belichick's
ways?
I think so.
I just think it's obnoxious. You wouldn't do that to some adult who walked up to you and was trying to have a conversation with you. So,
no.
If he's grumpy on a certain day, he's just going to mumble and be a jerk.
I'm not being a jerk. I'm just telling you how I feel.
Yeah. Feels like we're playing Kansas City. We get it, all right? We get it! We get it. That little yell, did you hear that around town? As people were reacting? No. That just the volume.
Okay.
The anger. The tension. You feeling that around town with our Golden Knights now 1-3? What happened last night as the Caps pulled away? They led from the get-go, and then they pulled away for a 5-2 win.
Yeah, it was another struggle offensively, certainly, for the Golden Knights, and some more defensive lapses. It's a formula that we've seen quite a few times early in the season here. They could very easily be 0-4, and I think you look at that Minnesota game and start to say, you know, if you're a VGK fan, thank goodness that they got those 2 points, because it could have been a brutal, brutal start to the season. As it is, it's not going well, but there were signs last night, especially in the second period. There was a lot more activity in the neutral zone. There was a lot more kind of playing fast like they want to. Now, they couldn't sustain it, and I think a lot of that was frustration that they could do nothing defensively against Kuznetsov, who I do believe still is the best player in the league. They couldn't stop him. There's nothing they could do. His vision is incredible. And defensively, they just had all kinds of trouble stopping him. And I think offensively, that got to them, that frustrated them a bit, that there was nothing they could do about Kuznetsov. So, you know, I would say some positive signs, not enough. And now you got to come back and try to bounce back a day after that big emotional game last night against the defending champion that beat you in the Stanley Cup final. You're going to go back and play Pittsburgh. You know, Fleury's not going to be in there. You got Subban making the first start. I don't know if that provides energy or a little bit of a boost in some way. But, you know, I think they're very much looking forward to trying to get through this road trip. 2 games left on the trip. You want to salvage whatever you can, and then at least that's in the past. At least you can put that in the rearview mirror, and you would think try to start to find your game again.
What do you think his shot is tonight?
Well, you know, the positive side is that Subban came in the Philadelphia game to open the season after Fleury got pulled and gave you 30 scoreless minutes. Maybe he can do that again, you know, provide you another big boost. You're going to have to against the dynamic Pittsburgh team, especially with, you know, maybe some tired legs. There were, they were last night was a big game for them. They were kind of all over the ice for a while, and now you have to bounce back after not getting the win and not getting the result you wanted. So it's not a great spot necessarily, but you know, maybe that change of Subban, they're dealing with some injuries already. We know Alex Tuck is back, Stastny's out of the lineup, so they've got to try to overcome that. But that was something they were able to do last year. So you just want to try to salvage whatever you can out of these last two games on the trip.
Is this a fair question? What concerns you about the 1-3 start?
Oh, it's certainly a fair question. I mean, the biggest concerns, I would think, are the fact that you're not getting the kind of production you expected out of the top line or even the second line. The third line has been brutal. They're trying to change that up a little bit.
And let's keep in mind, the first line had never produced. They never played together before, but before last year, they'd never produced on this level.
Marchessault had. But the other guys had. Marchessault had been a 30-goal scorer. Carlson.
So two out of the three of them hadn't reached this level, and there were some questions. Hey, is Wild Bill, is that a flash in the pan with 43 goals, or is he going to drop back? He's not going to drop back to like four, but can he do it again? Can he come close to that?
Yeah, and he hasn't scored yet. He's got a couple of assists. He hasn't scored a goal, and you know, he came into the season, and I think a lot of people just assumed they were going to get those big numbers again, and you know, Carlson kind of took a chance on himself, signing a one-year deal to come back and try to go to free agency next year, and I think the team was cautious in their approach of you've never been more than a 10-goal guy. Was that 43? Was that a complete fluke? And let's see if you can prove it again. And right now, he's not finding the net. He's hitting the post a lot. I mean, there's these things that happened that have happened that just weren't happening for them last year that normal teams go through. They didn't go through the things that normal teams do. Now they're trying to deal with some of those things.
So you heard the question. How concerning is the 1-3 start? It's a totally legit question. I don't know what happened to this town. Because I've always told friends or people from outside of Vegas, hey, doing sports talk in Vegas is really cool. We have really smart fans. You know, they know gambling to a certain extent. They're good fans. When do they turn into a bunch of pansies? You guys are wimps. My God, you can't freaking ask anything now about the Golden Knights. Bischoff put up a simple question the other day. How concerning is the Golden Knights 1-2 start? And Eric Zabel says, you know, ESPN sucks across the board. I used to have a lot of respect for our local Las Vegas radio that just happens to be affiliated with ESPN. I don't even know what that means. But this question is disgusting.
Disgusting? How concerning is the 1-2 start? So I guess your answer is not concerning? I mean, it's pretty easy to just say, no, it's not. I think that's one of the options, right? Unless Tyler's choices were very concerning, unbelievably concerning, and astronomically concerning. I mean, I think you can just say no. It's not concerning at all.
Jeff McLemore says, no, it's called the news or sports media being negative. It was a question. How concerning is the 1-2 start and now 1-3? The person said, this is twice I've seen ESPN say the Knights going to be a disappointing season. No, that's not the case.
That's not what he said.
The last question was, how concerning is it? The first question that we actually talked about last week was, do you think the Vegas Knights could be one of the biggest disappointments in the NHL that was weaned from comments outside the market with national media? Guys, toughen up, Buttercups. Please. We can't cover the team like this. You can't act like super sensitive fans. My God.
The Golden Knights are 1-3, but they're in first place. They're still the best. I think that's what people want. But we've talked about this is...
And by the way, the same, if you're going to be so protective, the same shield, I guess, should be afforded UNLV football and UNLV basketball and Raiders. But that's not the case, is it?
No. No. It never has been, never
Jesus.
Will be. But it might start... I don't know. It might start to be. I feel like this is where we are going. Like, people do want news and they want... Not all people, of course. Everybody's different. But a lot of people do just want their source of information to be, hey, you're right about everything you think. Here, let's just tell you that you're right. I think people have kind of moved in that direction in general.
So it's not just sports, too.
Yeah.
So no one wants to hear anything negative now.
I think...
No one wants to hear... It's not even negative. Critical.
And
let's pose questions. Don't dare pose a question. Okay.
And I don't think it's no one. Again, I think it's there's a huge percentage of people that just want their opinions reinforced by whatever channel they're listening to, whatever, you know, show they're listening to, whatever Twitter feed they're following. I don't want actual information. I want information that backs up what I think.
Well, I'll tell you on the way back, Golden State looked great last night, even in a loss. Kevin Durant was awesome, even though he fouled out. The Lakers' three-point shooting, they were terrible, but they'll be fine.
Follow the Cofield and Company crew around Sin City on Instagram at ESPN Las Vegas.
Crivetti Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has been providing orthopedic care in the Las Vegas Valley for more than 15 years. Whether you're a top-notch athlete, active adult, weekend warrior, younger athlete, or someone who is experiencing everyday joint pain, Dr. Michael Crivetti and Dr. Caleb Pinneger have the knowledge, talent, and experience to get you back in your game. Crivetti Orthopedics is committed to personal attention, quicker recovery times, and most importantly, successful outcomes. Put your trust in the team of experienced professionals at Crivetti Orthopedics. Visit CrivettiOrtho.com today.
I wish dating was as easy as finding a vehicle at Findlay Kia. No pressure, no hassles, just straightforward answers and complimentary popcorn. Findlay Kia is the highest rated Kia dealer in Las Vegas. For the best customer care, come see a Kia. Findlay
Kia. Good Thursday, Las Vegas. Frank Harnish checking in with you once again. And Thursday means the start of another week of NFL action. And tonight we've got an interesting matchup between two teams that do not like each other, division rivals in Philadelphia and the G-Men. And, of course, when you're putting down your wager, it's an investment. So you need information so you cash that ticket. For that, we call our friends at Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878. Joining us once again, our good friend, Mr. Steve Barry. Steve, I know you guys had another good week last week, and you want to start it off tonight with another winner.
Yep. Thursday has been very good to us so far this year, and we're going to keep it going tonight. In the past, this was one of the better matchups. Right now, Philadelphia and the Giants, there's no such thing as a must-win game in Week 6 in October, or is there? Giants trying to avoid a 1-5 start. The Eagles are trying to avoid 2-4. And these teams, as you said, don't like each other and play all their games extremely close. Right now, Philadelphia laying 2. The Giants total 44. Philadelphia coming in at 2-3 after that close loss to Minnesota last week. Giants coming in at 1-4 after that heartbreaker against Carolina. Their offense actually woke up, but they got killed by a 63-yard field goal. It could have taken the life out of this team. There is late-breaking info on several injuries in this matchup. It is free. It will help you make the right decision tonight. It's 1-888-566-7878. There's no strings attached. Call for the free winner. How great is it to watch a matchup like the Giants and Eagles and then go cash a ticket in the following day? In a game like this tonight, the only way to win is to have some information on these injuries. We have it. We will share it with everyone at no charge. Do not make a move tonight without calling us first at 1-888-566-7878. Whether you're coming off a great week like us or not, we have the answer. It's 1-888-566-7878. Philly and the Giants at no charge.
Steve, now it's often been said at this time of year nobody makes the playoffs, but you can certainly put yourself in position to not make the playoffs at this time of year. Both these teams are in desperation. There's information, but you need the right information. That's why they need to call Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878.
Yeah, that's right, Frank. Thursday night games tend to be very close, and these rivals always play close games. Giants 2-3 against the spread have lost and failed to cover in both home games this season. The Eagles are 1-4 against the spread. These are two formerly great teams who have to win tonight. And the only way you're going to find out how strong your information is on this matchup will be by calling us. There is no charge. It's free. It's 1-888-566-7878. Make the call. We'll tell you what the winning move is and why. That's most important. It's a no-lose situation. 1-888-566-7878. Eagles-Giants winner at no charge from Gordon Howard.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Scott Graham from Westwood One with a preview of Thursday Night Football. It'll be NFC East action from the Meadowlands as Eli Manning and the New York Giants host the rival Philadelphia Eagles. Carson Wentz, back under center for the Eagles, acknowledges that the team is not playing like Super Bowl champions.
Obviously, we're kind of have some ebbs and flows as an offense, slow start. It seemed like we got some momentum, then we hurt ourselves again, and it seems like, I kind of feel like that's where we were 2 years ago. You know, like we were that young team making these mistakes, kind of having those ebbs and flows last year. You didn't see a lot of that. And so the veteran team that we have, a lot of the guys, I mean, I'm confident that we'll fix it. I'm confident that we'll turn it around, but it's frustrating right now.
Ian Eagle and Tony Baselli will have the call when the Eagles meet the Giants on Thursday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long, right here on ESPN Las Vegas.
You want a beautiful wood floor in your kitchen, bath, or mudroom, but you also know eventually there will be water or mud there, which ruins everything, right? Wrong. With WoodLook Lifeproof Vinyl Plank Flooring, only available at the Home Depot, you get the wood looks you want while being completely 100% waterproof, guaranteed. So now, where there's water, there can be WoodLook. Lifeproof Vinyl Plank Flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Life can add up quickly. Like when your youngest needed braces the same week as your oldest tuition was due. And then you got hit with a vet bill for the real baby of the family. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates, monthly payment options, and no fees, ever. Learn more at marcus.com.
Do you have feet, back, or leg pain? All of us are susceptible. Think about it. That's 2% of your frame holding up 98% of your body. That can lead to problems. I put a hurting on my feet, doing a lot of yard work, plus all that walking when I'm working the sidelines during the games. It's Steve Cofield here. I went to see the folks at the Good Feet Store. They'll tell you about the four arches of the foot and try to make sure those foot tissues are getting exercised like they need to be. And at the Good Feet Store, it's more affordable than ever to try their three-step system that can change your life. They'll create a customized solution specifically to fit your needs, activities, and wardrobe. You can go into the Good Feet Store 7 days a week. The personalized fitting is free, and you can even leave the store for a test walk. Why not? You gotta try them out. And the products come with a lifetime guarantee. If you have foot problems, here's a solution with my friends at the Good Feet Store. Two locations, one at 26 West Sahara, right across from Palace Station, and 4150 Blue Diamond, just west of the Silverton. Stop dealing with the pain. Get into the Good Feet Store today.
Can't touch this.
Hang with Cofield and Company this and every Thursday night at the William Hill Race and Sports Book at Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino to watch tonight's Thursday night football game.
2 seconds to go. James, a buzzer beater. You bet! Launches it and nails it.
Call there, courtesy of ESPN. It's Steve, it's Adam, hanging out here. William Hill Racing Sportsbook, you heard it. Props are up. Penguins, Golden Knights. Well, first of all, the side on the game went from 150 to 190 here at the William Hill Book. 190, the Penguins are favored.
Big move.
Nothing to worry about. I don't know, is that square action? Is that freaking out, or is that sharp action? Saying, you know what, there is something to worry about with this 1-3 start with VGK.
I saw a couple interesting things. One thing I saw yesterday was a lot of pro bettors last year were really attacking bets against the Golden Knights because the lines were so out of whack, and then they just kept winning. So a lot of pros lost a lot of money going against them last year, and they're trying to get it back now, assuming that this is the downslide. So I saw that there might be a lot of sharp money against the Knights every single day. Also, you know, there was the official confirmation, although it was reported yesterday that Subban would start tonight. The official confirmation came out that Subban would be in net, which I don't think is a huge downgrade right now. I mean, in limited time, Subban certainly played better than Fleury did this year. So, you know, we'll find out how the game goes, or if that's what reaction that was for last night, but... certainly there's going to be people that are trying to bet against them right now and trying to take advantage of the fact that they're not playing well.
You talked about Marshy trying to be a little more productive. Would you bet yes, plus 185, that he'll score a goal tonight?
You know what? He's been generating chances. There's no question about that. And
all right,
I
hold on. I got the app open. I can't run over to the book. Go ahead. Tell me. Yes, plus 185, Marshy.
I'm not saying... definitely. I'm just saying he's been generating chances, and you expect.
Or can you not give me advice? Remember, Big Mac told us a few weeks ago, you know, because of the situation, he can't play the fights.
Well, I'm not allowed to.
Right.
But that's a specific workplace.
Because you can give a recommendation.
Right. I can talk about it. But yeah, I listen, he's... You would think that there's going to be goals scored tonight. He's definitely a leading candidate to be one of the guys that can score a goal.
Okay. So to get wind of what went on with the Lakers, easy win over the Warriors. Warriors stink. Lakers the favorite now.
I don't know if that's the case.
No, you don't think so? After the preseason game?
Well, the Clippers are like the preseason dominant team. Are they going to win the title? Are they better than the Lakers?
Maybe.
Okay. I don't think that's the case. So I don't know that that's going to be the best way to judge who's going to be the best teams in the NBA is who wins in preseason.
Very entertaining game, I must say.
I saw some good alley-oops on Twitter. I saw the LeBron, you know, half-court buzzer-beater stare down.
That was cool, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Little El Swisho.
Yeah, I mean, I really can't get too excited about the preseason.
Oh, you will.
Okay.
Oh, we're breaking it down.
No, it's fine. I
took a lot of notes.
Okay.
Ready to go.
That sounds like very impactful discussion.
Not really. It's hard to tell. Obviously, Lonzo Ball came back and played limited minutes. He looked okay. I want to watch his shot more. He looked to make a pretty drastic change to his shot.
Well, that was
like he's definitely lifted the release point and that long trip to get to the shot.
Well, it can't make him.
He appears to have tweaked it.
It can't make him much worse. He was a horrific shooter. So
he was bad.
Whatever he does would have to, you would think, improve. I don't know how much worse he could be.
The Lakers are an intriguing team because of the different lineups they can throw out there. Pretty much everyone, I mean, outside of the times they have JaVale McGee on the floor, anyone who's on the floor with regularity can handle the ball. Now, the problem is, and last night it showed, boy, they're a little short on shooters. Unless Svi Mykhailiuk is somehow going to get into the top 10 rotation, which I don't think is going to happen. Man, rough. 7 of 23 from three.
Yeah, it could be an issue. But then again, I mean, they were a team that, for whatever reason in the past, just hasn't shot threes, which is stupid. Now they have guys that can, you know, they've got some guys that can shoot. I think you need to shoot. At this, you know, in this day and age in the NBA, it's a shooting league, and it's a, you know, the 3-point shot is very effective, and analytics will tell you you need to be a 3-point shooting team. But you know, they're probably going to struggle at times. I think they're going to have nights where they're, you know, everybody's clicking and they're hitting a bunch. But yeah, I think there could be long struggles in terms of 3-point shooting.
A lot of backups played throughout the game. I will say your boy Cousy. Looked pretty good.
Yeah.
I was talking before yesterday's game about a downgrade for Kuzma. You know, after year one where they didn't have a lot of options and he surprised people. Maybe there is more in the tank there.
Well, I said yesterday in the air, if we're going to rank the three Lakers, you know, young players.
Yeah.
It's Kuzma, Ingram, Lonzo.
Right, and you're wrong on that. It's definitely Ingram. And then you could have a discussion about the overall games of Kuzma and Lonzo, but Ingram is the best guy of the three, and he's the most coveted as well. He had 26 last night, and I like the way he played because most of what he does is trying to take advantage of matchup issues and crash to the hole, which obviously he's got to get bigger and stronger, but he went to the line a million times. He went 15 to 17 from the line. So, you know, you keep in mind, not that Kuzma's an old guy, but Brandon Ingram just turned 21.
Yeah.
You know?
No, there's no question.
Yeah, we forget that when people come into the league, they're neophytes, you know? And by year two or three, they're still not even freaking 23, 24 years old.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's still definitely time to develop for all of them. And we'll see, you know, how that process plays out. I was suspicious that the LeBron talking up of Lonzo is more to increase Lonzo's value to try to get him out of there.
I don't think it's the case. I think he's going to stick with him. And I also wonder how the team, not to go too deep divey, and this really has nothing to do with the game last night, and the Lakers won by 10 against the champs. The new champs are here. I also wonder how it's going to work out offensively. The change back and forth from Rondo time to Lonzo time, they're completely different point guards. Well, we've talked about Rondo before, that Rondo's assist numbers come with an asterisk. The ball doesn't move.
Yeah.
The ball moves when Lonzo's in there.
Yeah.
Now, Lonzo can't shoot. Rondo can't really shoot, maybe a little bit better.
Yeah.
But I just wonder from a flow standpoint, there's going to be an adjustment period when those guys are playing as the lead guy on the floor.
Oh, I think there's no question. And, you know, it's also an adjustment in that wherever LeBron's been the point guard, really.
I mean, they're not playing big. I mean, their big is going to be 3, 6, 8, 6, 9 guys across the front. McGee's going to get 15 minutes a game. And then beyond, that's it. They're not playing big. So LeBron's playing the 4 and 5 a lot of times, or bringing the ball up. It's a weird deal. I guess the 4 and 5 really applies more to the defensive end than the offensive end. Because there were times last night, at the beginning of the game, LeBron was handling the ball, and he made, I mean, some freaking ridiculous passes. I think there was a hookup on an alley-oop from him to McGee. There was a backdoor cut where he's at the top of the key, threw it down to, it might have been KCP. So the flexibility on the roster is insane. But I think, as I said, they have adjustments to make at point guard. They got to find some more shooting, and they're going to force the rest of the league to play small ball, or the rest of the league is going to try to force the Lakers to play a little bit bigger.
Yeah, but I think what, like, he's still going to be LeBron is still the point guard. He'll play point guard out of a high post instead of actually bringing it up and leading where he's playing it. But I think that's what they're going to do with him, play him in the high post. But I don't know what that does for Lonzo. Lonzo's a pure point guard who does, you're right, he moves the ball well and he gets the team to move the ball well. But what's the purpose of that if you're playing with your point guard in the high post all the time, which is what LeBron's going to do?
Well, then you're going to have a second point guard playing the wing or up top. You're right. He's got to get better shooting the ball. And he's also, yes, he's got to be another guy who's, he's one of the candidates for backdoor cuts, for alley-oops. They threw a couple alley-oops to Lonzo as well. All right, we'll get to college football on the way back. We got a bunch of stories that developed this week as we're getting ready for another week in college football. And that includes, I thought this was really fascinating. I'm not sure how much coverage it got, but the Maryland football players are certainly not over the death of their teammate, and it seems like a lot of the people around the program are like, no big deal, let's move on, and the players had a say last week.
Looking for a place to watch tonight's Thursday night football matchup? Watch the game with Cofield and Company down at Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino.
Crivetti Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has been providing orthopedic care in the Las Vegas Valley for more than 15 years. Whether you're a top-notch athlete, active adult, weekend warrior, younger athlete, or someone who is experiencing everyday joint pain, Dr. Michael Crivetti and Dr. Caleb Pinneger have the knowledge, talent, and experience to get you back in your game. Crivetti Orthopedics is committed to personal attention, quicker recovery times, and most importantly, successful outcomes. Put your trust in the team of experienced professionals at Crivetti Orthopedics. Visit CrivettiOrtho.com today.
I wish dating was as easy as finding a vehicle at Findlay Kia. No pressure, no hassles, just straightforward answers and complimentary popcorn. Findlay Kia is the highest rated Kia dealer in Las Vegas. For the best customer care, come see a Kia. Findlay Kia.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm from New York. I know great pizza, Grimaldi's. The best pizza I ever had. It's perfect to satisfy those football Sunday cravings. Check it out. The world-famous Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
It's Cofield and Company, broadcasting live from the William Hill Race and Sportsbook at Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino.
Second and 10. Smallwood. Touchdown, Philadelphia. For one on two-point conversions. Here's a toss to the edge. Smallwood got it.
Thank you.
All right, rolling out here on a Thursday. Boy, in a zone across the way. In a zone. All right, we got a good weekend of college football. Adam looking around. You were in the zone. You were in the zone. Let's hit a couple of interesting stories in the world of college football. One, did you see what happened with Maryland last week? So, coach is still suspended due to the investigation around the death of offensive lineman Jordan McNair. You know, there are a lot of people there at Maryland, you know, especially those who are, hey, football first, right? Football over players, football over kids. You know, we've heard all over the country, football over women. There are people at Maryland who were like, all right, let's move on. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's get the coach back in here. That's enough. You know what happened? Time to move forward. And some loudmouth booster was saying that and has said it on social media, and the players got wind of it, and what happened?
Well, Rick Jaklich, who's a booster, he's a attorney in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, my old neck of the woods, he actually gave an interview with the school paper, the Diamondback, it was about a week and a half ago, and he said, as much as we hate to say this, Jordan didn't do what Jordan was supposed to do. A trainer like Wes Robinson thinks a kid's properly hydrated and runs a drill set up for kids that are properly hydrated, and when the kid didn't drink the gallon he knew he had to drink, that's going to send the wrong signal to the person running the drill. So he essentially is backing up Maryland and the coaching staff and the training staff, and saying basically Jordan McNair's death is his own fault. And
right, but to refresh everyone's memory, Maryland and the training staff did a piss-poor job of reacting to his issues,
yep,
and didn't get him to a hospital or at least have official medical personnel see him for at least an hour. And then you basically tried to sweep the whole thing under the rug for a month and a half until someone finally did an investigation. So you're right. Jordan may have a small part in this whole thing by not hydrating properly, but come on, fella. Be a human being, please.
And this particular booster is basically the only one that travels with the team on the team planes and travels to away games. Maryland was going to play Michigan a week ago, and the players noticed that he was on the passenger list of who's getting on the team plane, and they basically staged a revolt and said, absolutely not. That guy's not getting on our plane. He's not traveling with us. He's speaking bad about our teammate that is dead. And we're not going to fly with him. And the team actually listened. They backed down and didn't let him board the flight, which is actually kind of surprising to me. Although maybe they just didn't want to have an all-out revolt on their hands and the players not take the trip. But in this case, the players won out over the booster.
Good. Good. Maybe it's lesson learned. I'm guessing probably not. Chances are the dude's just going to be more bitter and see?
Yeah.
I'm getting bullied. People don't get it.
Yeah. Bullied culture.
Mm-hmm. Ohio State this weekend is a 30-point favorite, 29-point favorite. Didn't cover last week against Indiana. Did you see what happened on the sidelines? And I hate doing this because, you know, it's a medical issue, but unfortunately with Urban Meyer, I'm not exactly sure we can trust him on 100% on these medical issues, because it seemed like he used the condition the last time at Florida to pave his way out of Gainesville and then was suddenly healthy a year and a half later.
Right, when the big offer came in.
Right.
He had the health issue, which affected him when things were really closing in on him of all the awful, awful people he was bringing into his campus.
Again, I don't like questioning stuff like this, but something to keep an eye on down the road. During that game against Indiana, he actually went down to a knee. He was on the ground and said he was having trouble with a headache. Now, he had a cyst where he had fluid removed from a cyst on his brain back in 2014, and he said the headache was from that.
Yeah,
it
does suck.
So, again, not saying it's not legit or he's faking, but it's something to watch down the road with his health, because you and I both addressed when all this stuff was going down with his suspension, whether he would be back beyond this year, and my guess is still that he will find a way to move on and somehow cut a deal with one of the teams in Ohio, Bengals or Browns, and move on to the NFL.
Very strong possibility in my mind, too.
Not going to pound them.
No.
I'm sure he was having legit pain, but...
And in that case, like, medical issues, like, that's not... You know, you don't wish it on anybody, and that's awful.
Now, craziest story of the week in college football. I'll just read the way you wrote it up. Some dude from the Pac-12 conference overruled the officials in the game and in the booth to get a targeting call overruled. This is incredibly concerning. This was at, what, Washington State?
Yeah, the Washington State-USC game.
USC game, yeah. So, a couple weeks back.
And there's a very obvious case of targeting. Logan Tegau from Washington State, head down, right into the quarterback, helmet to helmet, no question. They make the phone, they make the call on the field. They go to review it. The officials on the field and the officials in the booth both agree, yeah, that should be called targeting. We're going to make this call. And then someone named Woody Dixon, he's the Pac-12 General Counsel and Senior Vice President of Business Affairs. Nothing to do with officiating. No business whatsoever. He personally decided it was not targeting, and he placed a call into the booth and said, yeah, that's not targeting. And then they said, okay, I guess it's not targeting. Now, he's not supposed to have any say on it. He doesn't have any official role. He says, now that this story is out, that basically he was just giving his opinion. I'm just giving my opinion. I didn't, and like, you're an executive with the conference. Your opinion is going to matter. They decide to overturn it. Now, this is ridiculous.
Of course.
Especially in an age now where sports betting is going to be regulated and going nationwide. You can't have these kind of things happening.
Yep.
Who is this guy?
Yeah, like you said, he's a general counsel. He has no, as far as I could find, he has no ties to either school.
No.
You would figure, what, he's got ties to Wazoo. He doesn't. He went to Harvard. He's a guy who worked for Chiefs as general counsel and a cap guy. But, yeah, it's incredibly distressing. My guess is this happens more often than you think. And I'm kind of wondering why anyone would even have access. Why is there a phone in the booth?
Yeah, now...
Why does anyone have access to any of these guys in a replay
booth? Read a couple different things now.
And by the way, Larry Scott did say, hey, you know what? This was a mistake. There's no one to blame. We're not going to discipline anybody. But we had a break in our procedure. So he put it in very corporate lingo.
Yeah, and now I've read made a call. I think now that I've read more and more stories on this, I think made a call means he was somewhere in the booth and just walked over and said, guys, no. I don't think it's targeting. I don't think he necessarily made the call.
That would be horrendous.
Right.
And so that's even worse. No one can phone or go in the booth. Stay out.
Yeah, and they said from now on.
You have no training.
They said from now on, nobody in leadership positions in the conference will be making comments on replay calls anymore. Good. I don't know why it ever happened in the first place.
NFL Week 6 is here. We got Thursday Night Football going down at the William Hill Book inside of Silver Sevens. We're going to get the diagnosis on all the games, including 7 home dogs from the Action Network. Chad Millman is up next.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Good Thursday, Las Vegas. Frank Harnish checking in with you once again. And Thursday means the start of another week of NFL action. And tonight we've got an interesting matchup between two teams that do not like each other, division rivals in Philadelphia and the G-Men. And, of course, when you're putting down your wager, it's an investment, so you need information so you cash that ticket. For that, we call our friends at Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878. Joining us once again, our good friend, Mr. Steve Barry. Steve, I know you guys had another good week last week, and you want to start it off tonight with another winner.
Yep. Thursday has been very good to us so far this year, and we're going to keep it going tonight. In the past, this was one of the better matchups. Right now, Philadelphia and the Giants, there's no such thing as a must-win game in Week 6 in October, or is there? Giants trying to avoid a 1-5 start. The Eagles are trying to avoid 2-4. And these teams, as you said, don't like each other and play all their games extremely close. Right now, Philadelphia laying 2. The Giants total 44. Philadelphia coming in at 2-3 after that close loss to Minnesota last week. Giants coming in at 1-4 after that heartbreaker against Carolina. Their offense actually woke up, but they got killed by a 63-yard field goal. It could have taken the life out of this team. There is late-breaking info on several injuries in this matchup. It is free. It will help you make the right decision tonight. It's 1-888-566-7878. There's no strings attached. call for the free winner. How great is it to watch a matchup like the Giants and Eagles and then go cash a ticket in the following day? In a game like this tonight, the only way to win is to have some information on these injuries. We have it. We will share it with everyone at no charge. Do not make a move tonight without calling us first at 1-888-566-7878. Whether you're coming off a great week like us or not, we have the answer. It's 1-888-566-7878. Philly and the Giants at no charge.
Steve, now it's often been said at this time of year nobody makes the playoffs, but you can certainly put yourself in position to not make the playoffs at this time of year. Both these teams are in desperation. There's information, but you need the right information. That's why they need to call Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878.
Yeah, that's right, Frank. Thursday night games tend to be very close, and these rivals always play close games. Giants 2-3 against the spread have lost and failed to cover in both home games this season. The Eagles are 1-4 against the spread. These are two formerly great teams who have to win tonight. And the only way you're going to find out how strong your information is on this matchup will be by calling us. There is no charge. It's free. It's 1-888-566-7878. Make the call. We'll tell you what the winning move is and why. That's most important. It's a no-lose situation. 1-888-566-7878. Eagles-Giants winner at no charge from Gordon Howard.
Do you have feet, back, or leg pain? All of us are susceptible. Think about it. That's 2% of your frame holding up 98% of your body. That can lead to problems. I put a hurting on my feet, doing a lot of yard work, plus all that walking when I'm working the sidelines during the games. It's Steve Cofield here. I went to see the folks at the Good Feet Store. They'll tell you about the four arches of the foot and try to make sure those foot tissues are getting exercised like they need to be. And at the Good Feet Store, it's more affordable than ever to try their three-step system that can change your life. They'll create a customized solution specifically to fit your needs, activities, and wardrobe. You can go into the Good Feet Store 7 days a week. The personalized fitting is free, and you can even leave the store for a test walk. Why not? Got to try them out. And the products come with a lifetime guarantee. If you have foot problems, here's a solution with my friends at the Good Feet Store. Two locations, one at 26 West Sahara, right across from Palace Station, and 4150 Blue Diamond, just west of the Silverton. Stop dealing with the pain. Get into the Good Feet Store today. Want to hang at a cool spot for Thursday Night Football to watch the game? Join Cofield and Company at Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino. There's free parking. That's right, free parking. Plus cheap eats and drinks. $12 on the buckets of beer, Bud Light, and Michelob Ultra. $3 drafts and $5 Micheladas. And when Cofield and Company is on during the daily happy hour, there's $2 pint shots and margaritas. ESPN Las Vegas' home for Thursday Night Football is the Corona Cantina at Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino at Flamingo and Paradise.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm a New Yorker. I know great pizza. Grimaldi's has the best pizza I've ever had. Only at Grimaldi's can you get their famous New York-style coal fire brick oven pizza. It's the only pizza my family and I ever eat. Check it out, Grimaldi's.
North America's largest power sports show is coming to Vegas. 2019 motorcycles, ATVs, parts and accessories from 500 exhibitors. Free demo rides and free motorcycle parking sponsored by Sheffield Financial Services. Find your ride at the American International Motorcycle Expo presented by Nationwide. Mandalay Bay, October 13th and 14th. Moto Show tickets
WilliamHillSports.com.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit WilliamHill.us. That's WilliamHill.us.
Cofield and Company is back. Live from Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino. Join the fellas for every Thursday night football game.
Newton under pressure from Landon Collins. It's picked up. Bunch of ours. Jenkins. Jenkins in Panthers territory. Then cuts it back. Puts up a blocker inside the 40. And down at the 34-yard line of Carolina. Second down and 9. As Manning fires, looking for Beckham in the end zone. There is a flag and a catch for a Giants touchdown.
Call on Fox there. The Giants did look better last week, making some progress. Close, but no cigar. 63-yard field goal from Gano. Gano lo Gano from the Spanish call. I still didn't look it up. What does it mean? Gano the Gano? And whatever that was. He got very, very excited. Chad Millman, I don't know if he bet this game. I know last week he was like, screw the Giants. What's up, Chad?
I was like that, so I did not bet that game. Which is also why I didn't bet tonight's game, even though
really?
I absolutely should have taken the Giants when it was +3, because as you guys know and have seen, all the money has steamed in on the Giants at +3. It was a huge move the past 24 hours. I just didn't do it. Like, I couldn't pull the trigger because I just have no faith in this team. I don't have faith in Eli. I don't think they're consistent. And I wanted to be more disciplined than that.
So what's scaring you away tonight? Because at the end there, you said, hey, they're inconsistent. You got an Eagles team that has super high expectations. Now some spots have the Eagles -1.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the line completely moved in the, in the Giants' direction. The money all came in on the Giants, and from a professional perspective, and so clearly that's what people are thinking. I just didn't feel comfortable betting on the Giants at +3, even though, like, in every theory, that was the right side.
Right, but you're so freaked out by the Giants that the Eagles just can't catch you to bite at -1, huh?
No, I mean, look, I have been on the Giants 3 times this year in spots that I thought they would win outright, and they have let me down every single time.
So let's talk about the conundrum this week, because you talk about principles all the time. We're talking to the guy who runs the Action Network, Chad Millman, and part of those principles are home dogs. You mostly got to roll with them so far this year, Chad. Home dogs are 16-6 against the spread. We've got 7 home dogs this week. So we'll go through some of the games individually, but what's your overall view when there's 7 decisions you have to make?
It's so hard, right? But here's the thing. Like, everyone likes to talk about home dogs, and it's been a big topic this year, and certainly it's a guiding principle for me. But I say this all the time, like, there's many elements to examining a game. If you like home dogs, that's great. Look at the home dogs. But then I also like to look at the market as a layer on top of that, and which way is the market moving, and do I want to go against the market, or do I like, is it a professional market, and do I want to go with the market? And then on top of all that, I layer on the stats and analytics that I like to look at for these games. And so I'm not sure, like, it's not always automatic home dog play. Like, it's not just a, you know, don't look at the teams, just look at the numbers play. For me, for some people it is, but for me it's not. And so there's a lot of times when I'm playing a home dog, like this week there's actually a road favorite that I'm taking.
Really? All right, well, that was a tease.
Yeah.
I think you need to tell us.
Yeah,
what is it?
See how I did that? I'm going to take the Los Angeles Chargers against the Cleveland Browns.
Wait a second. You've been all over Browns. All over the Browns, and I think you've told us don't bet against Baker Mayfield. What's going on?
No. I was on the Browns last weekend when they played the Ravens. The weekend before, I was on the Raiders when they beat the Browns, but part of me feels like there's a little bit of inflation on the Browns right now, as weird as it is to say, and that the Chargers are a much more well-rounded team than the team the Browns just beat in the Ravens, right? The Chargers have a very good rushing offense. They have a very good passing defense. They can do things to the Browns that the Ravens were unable to do. And the Browns' defense, while they've given up a lot of passing yards, they also don't give up a lot of passing yards per play. So what they were able to do to Joe Flacco was pretty much neutralize the Ravens' offense, as we saw, because there was nothing else they could do. And so they have a really good pass rush, and they have really good defensive backs who can cover the field. I think that leaves things open for Melvin Ingram, and I do think that the Chargers are just a better team here. And so I feel like, even though they're on the road, I'm getting the better team on the road, and the Chargers they beat bad teams. They do what they're supposed to do against bad teams. So that's why I'm favoring the Chargers.
Let's see what you do in a lot of these spots with these small home favorites, or are you going to side with the dog? Tennessee and the Ravens. This one is rough. Tennessee at home is getting 2.5.
I know. I picked the Titans. And, you know, it's just one of those things where I've watched a lot of the Titans games. I've watched a couple of the Ravens games. I'm still not convinced that the Ravens are the team everyone thought they were just because they beat the Steelers. And the Titans have proven week after week that they are a team that can hang with really, really good teams. Look at what they did to the Jags. Look at what they did to the Eagles. Like, this is a team that plays really good defense. Marcus Mariota knows how to take his shots. I actually feel like Mike Vrabel is putting together game plans and taking risks at exactly the right times. So I look at this game and I'm like, if I'm going to take a home dog this week, that to me feels like the right shot.
I feel like this is super square, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to lay the 3 with Jacksonville at Dallas.
So it's funny you mentioned that. I have been struggling with that all day, and I'm probably going to pass on this game. A lot of my friends at Action Network like the Jags at -3. I'm not convinced, largely because I feel like situationally, this is where the Cowboys have their best shot to keep it close. There's never going to be a time where this team is getting more points at home than coming off of the game they just came off of. And there's so much public sentiment against the Cowboys right now that I lean to the Cowboys, but not enough that it's going to be one of the 5 or 6 games that I play this weekend.
This is also a crazy low total at 40.5. And I know it's tough to play anything below 42 under because of the new rules with the quarterbacks. It seems like all the quarterbacks, they can't be hit. We know that. And many of them are putting up big numbers. So 40.5 is a tough number.
Really low. Really, really low. Too low for comfort, to be honest. I feel like if you want to play it, you got to play the over. But this game, to me, is kind of trash all the way around. I can't really find a good angle for me.
So I should play Denver +7 against the Rams. Last week I was on Seattle +7.5 against the Rams. But I have absolute recency bias based on what I saw last week with Denver against the Jets. The Broncos scare the crap out of me.
I 100% played the Broncos at +7.
All right. You're doing it.
Absolutely. Absolutely did it. You got two of the games I got so far. The Chargers -1 and the Broncos +7. Got to. It's going to be 28 degrees and snowing in Denver this weekend. And I know snow is not necessarily a factor that we should consider when we're talking about slowing down offenses, but I do think you're still getting like so many more points on the Rams as road favorites than any team should really be responsible for scoring as a favorite. And so I like the Broncos here.
So there's actually a 6.5 up on the board. On your app, right? Because I know the Action Network app has lots of features. Do you guys have a deal where you can plug in, hey, this is a game I'm interested in. You got to tell me. You got to alert me when there's a line change.
We 100% do, Steve. Right. Thank you for asking that. Yes. We absolutely do.
All right. Good. That'll be a big help. All right. These are, I'll call them, the doozies of the week for the player. First one. Washington minus one against the Panthers. Again, recency bias, you're like, my God, the Skins looked terrible on Monday, and the Panthers barely got by the Giants. What the hell are we doing in this game?
I 100% bet the Redskins. That's okay. One of the – we have hit three of the four games that I have bet so far. I absolutely took the Redskins for everything you just said. Recency bias, like, oh, my God, the Panthers beat the Giants in a high-scoring game. No one's paying attention to the fact the Panthers were awful in that game and nearly lost to the Giants, who are not very good. And the Redskins hung tough in the first half, faded in the second half. But the Saints, look, I think the Saints are still potentially a Super Bowl team. They are getting better. They remind me of the Patriots in the way they're sort of starting to figure out who they are and come together as a team.